So look, Myles Garrett just hit a dude in the head with a helmet. He deserved it because Rudolph totally instigated that whole fracas. But Myles Garrett just hit a dude in the head with a helmet. He might get deep six the rest of the season. This next Browns-Steelers game is going to be so real here in 17 days. Browns are going to win this 21-7. There's still 5 seconds on the clock, and nobody knows what to do. Like, wow. This is going to overshadow a great team win by the Browns. This is a super hot take. What? No, because Baker do something crazy. This might be an NFL equivalent of Malice at the Palace right now. Other than the fan interaction. That's a super hot take, but I'm sticking with it.
Anthony's watching the drama unfold.
Never in my life have I seen another grown-ass man hit another grown-ass man with a helmet on the football field. Week 13 in Pittsburgh is going to be so real.
Hey, do you want to go to Pittsburgh and watch that game?
I would love to.
I would love to, my friend. Rudolph instigated that whole thing, though. That was all Rudolph.
He's saying get in the locker room. He's like, yeah.
And you know what? Freddie's pissed.
He should be.
Tomlin's pissed. This is stupid. There was 8 seconds left in the game, man.
What's up, y'all? That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Eric Jordan.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. Way to go, Brownies. Way to go. Even though when we win, we still lose, but we won, technically. Technically. Let's jump right into it, man. This is what, week 12? This is week 12?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, week 12. Browns just beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we're on, and everybody's talking about the Browns, but they're not talking about the win.
Nope.
Not at all. Do you want to jump into this first?
No, I'll let you go.
You want to jump? Let me go first? Yeah. All right, let's deal with it like this. What Myles Garrett did at the end of the game of us beating the Steelers. I know we're dealing with that, but let's don't get past. We beat the Steelers. We beat the Steelers. Soundly. Well, we could have scored more points. Offense didn't take off, but I'll get into that a little bit. But let's deal with Garrett and get it out the way. I expect more out of a first-round pick. The first pick in the draft. That's a leader. That's not just a player. That's supposed to be a leader.
Yeah.
So I expect our leaders to have more composure. Yes, Rudolph went for the nuts. He did. Yes, he did. Rudolph initiated the fight. Yes, he did. All that. But, bruh, there ain't no way to justify. Even with the heat of the tension, even in the heat of the moment, there's no way to justify taking a helmet and ramming it against someone's head. I mean, that's like psycho losing it, all right? Now, on the other hand, do I like a little psycho in my defensive end? Yeah, I like a little psycho in my defensive end. You know, I've been thinking about my brother Gandhi and all he's been saying all week. You know, he's going to be feared. This is the kind of thing, you know, he's like, we might have lost him for the season, but for the long game, long end, Myles Garrett is going to be feared by other players, other quarterbacks. Reminds me of Sue, when he had that little dirty spell, when he was getting caught on tape stepping on people. And
dirty spell, man. It's,
well, he's
it was
not.
Long, it was longer than a little spell.
Yeah, but it was, you know, he's not there no more, but you know, he had a rep. Myles Garrett now has a rep. You better believe he has a rep. And it's going to, for QBs who are not mentally strong, this could affect some things. So that's looking at the glass half full, I guess, putting a little sugar on the shit. It is what it is, you know. But I'm not going to focus on it. Myles, I'm riding with you. I don't think you'll ever do that again. I don't. I don't. Cause Miles' track record is clean. He's not a dirty player. He's a great human. He does tremendous stuff in the community. You know, he writes poetry. The young man writes poetry. So, you know, it's going to take a lot. But you know about those silent ones. Everybody knows about those silent people in your life that don't never say, that never say nothing. That when they go nutso, they go nutso.
That was going to be my point. Like, you got to watch for the quiet ones. Once that flip is switched, man.
Oh, man, and did the flip ever switch? Like, I don't know if the flip's ever been switched in NFL history.
And it just goes black out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. You got to look at the whole track record. His track record's not bad, man. Miles is a good dude. He just blacked out for a minute. And, you know, when someone kick you in the balls.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how much stuff and anger he has that he holds in and keeps bite. Because, like, I know, like, it feels good.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah, it feels good to, like, when you can just air it out and clear your palate of it.
Yeah.
Like, being one of those people that tries to stay quiet a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic to let it out. Yeah,
you got a little mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, because you try to stay quiet, calm, collected, and objective about everything, but on the inside, you can be boiling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and his unleashed on national.
Once
TV on Monday Night Football, probably the most watched ever. You know, so.
Yeah.
So the Garrett thing, it is what it is. I still love Miles. He's definitely the right pick for us. And in the long run, this might work out for us. You know what I'm saying? Okay, and like even two games later, it might work out for us because they ain't going to have some players either. So, but let's get into the actual game.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about what got overshadowed.
Yes, let's got overshadowed.
So, here's what got overshadowed. Joe Schobert, 10 tackles,
two,
a sack,
two interceptions.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Carlson with his first touchdown, which was an amazing catch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of, like, good shots down the field that they were taking.
Hold up. Can't even overshadow that. The ball to Odell. That was a beautiful throw. I mean, we don't get enough of it because I don't know what happened in the second half. I don't know what's going on with these. Are we not doing adjustments or whatever? Because they kind of, like, shut us down in the second half. But, man, the pass to Odell. The pass, that pass
the
to Carlson.
Kadarius Hodge, too.
To Hodge. These are some beautiful passes, man, that Baker made. Like, these, I mean, go back and look at those passes, y'all. These are beautiful, just right on the numbers, perfect spot, deep balls. Yo, I'm telling you, man, if you ever doubted Baker, go back and look at this game, because you'll be like, yo, that's a real QB. He made some beautiful throws.
He's definitely showing that gunslinger mentality again. Cause
yes.
There was a couple passes, too, where, like, it was right with the defender right there if they turn around. Like, the touchdown catch, if the defender just kind of turns, he's got an easy deflection and probably even an easy pick, to be honest.
That first one to Hunt was like that.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, but go ahead. That's something I wanted to definitely point out, is that Baker is starting to hit his stride. From the last game to this game, I see a little chemistry happen with Baker and these passes and the receivers, and
what else? Oh, Nick Chubb went over 1,000 yards. I can't talk right now.
I think he's the first running back in the NFL to go over 1,000 yards
for
the season.
So there's, like, all of that kind of stuff got overshadowed by the incident.
Yeah.
So.
But there's some things I still think we need to, like.
There's still things that need to clean up.
But the defense did their job. I mean, ain't much really to do because they ain't really have too much weapons out there. Mason Rudolph is Mason Rudolph. Four interceptions.
Yeah, four interceptions, and you know, Juju got knocked out. He was down to like his fifth, sixth, and seventh receiver.
Yeah, Connor didn't play.
Connor didn't play.
So defense did what they were supposed to do, but I definitely think, the Steelers have a really good defense. And I think this, I'm split because I'm like, yeah, we played against, we did good against a really good defense. But at the same time, as good as we looked in that first half, we needed, it seems like we don't have enough points to show for it. You know what I'm saying? I know our offense is better than 21 points, but still, we're getting there. We're getting there. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it.
As long as you do enough to win the game. I mean, yeah, that's all they had. They didn't have to do much more with that just because of how anemic their offense was.
Right, right. It's more of a question. All right, so we got one starting defensive lineman right now. Miles is out.
Ogunjobi.
Ogunjobi is out for
I had to just a word of advice. I did send a text to Kellen from his emergency pod where he kept saying Ogunjobi. I said, no, it's Ogun.
It ain't Star Wars, buddy. We got time.
Okay. Said it's Ogunjobi, not Ogunjobi. Like, yeah, exactly. Not Star Wars. That's it. Just hit me while I was saying what you said.
Right.
But yeah.
But we lost. We lost Miles for the season. Lost Ogunjobi for one game, right?
Yes, one game. He's appealing it, so we should find out if it's
right.
So he actually had his appeal yesterday, Monday.
Oliver's out due to injury. We don't know when he'll be back. And the only starter that we got right now is Sheldon Richardson. Can we still run the board with that D line? And which would be Miami, Pittsburgh, Bengals, Ravens.
That's a good question. Because Chad Thomas has started showing up the past couple weeks. You know, he's got like 3 or 4 sacks on the season now. He's had a sack in the last two games, each of the last two games. So, I mean, he's starting to show why they wanted to keep him over Avery.
Right.
Even though if I still don't agree with that.
Yeah, I feel you on Avery. I really like Avery.
It's like now we got a lack of depth there, as well as with safety, honestly, because Morgan Burnett's out for the year with that torn Achilles Achilles now. Yeah. So
And Burnett.
Yeah, so I mean that's where it comes, like, what's going to be interesting coming into play, because Greedy and Denzel Ward are playing well, so I'm not worried too much about the secondary. The linebackers are playing out of their minds.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. As talked about with Schober, Mac Wilson's come on strong. And they're starting to get Taki Taki in there a little bit you know, snaps and stuff. I've seen him make a couple plays.
Taki! That's just such a fun name to say.
It depends on how they play as a whole unit, like the whole defensive unit. If they all can do their part and stuff, I think they'll be all right. And to be able to compensate for the loss of having, like, Garrett and not having Ogunjobi out there and not having Olivier Vernon. So I think that's fine. But Vernon might be back this week. He's day-to-day. They say he's real close. So it's probably going to sound like he's going to be a game-time decision.
Even if he wasn't, I feel like we can get that past these next two.
Yeah, and definitely, I can see that. Richardson's played defensive end, too. So, I mean, even though he's a big guy, you know, he's more of a tackle, he can pop out on the edge.
Okay.
And we could run three defensive tackles if needed.
Right.
So.
The way I feel about it, this is how I look at it. Miami, I hate playing against Fitzpatrick. He's just such a wild card. You just never know what you're going to get with damn Fitzpatrick at quarterback. He might give you 21 yards. He might have 400 yards.
Random stat. He's 5-1 against us.
Oh, God.
Just throwing that out there.
But he's like, you know, I mean, there ain't a week in fantasy where I don't go by, yes. There ain't a week in fantasy that I don't think about taking Fitzpatrick, because I'm like, this could be the sleeper pick. You know you can get him cheap. You know you can get Fitzpatrick cheap price, but he might be big in reward. And I just hope this ain't the one. I hope we, you know, we can go down there and do our thing. The one good thing about Miami is they're known to give the opposing quarterback a lot of love. So we might have a big day from Bay. Steelers, I think we're definitely going to win that one, because they're not going to have nobody. But they are going to have...
They're going to have a chip on their shoulder.
They're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to have energy. But I think we can overcome that. The game I'm really worried about more than anybody is the Cardinals, because of the mobility of Kyle, of Murray, and I watched them play a few times this year, and they're one of those teams that you might get this, but you might get this. And I'm not worried about the Bengals at all. I'm sorry. I think we got those for sure. And by the time we play the Ravens, shoot, they might be sitting people. They might be sitting people in that game. But I don't know, man. I don't know if anybody dealing with that. I mean, they are the best team in the NFL. And that's crazy. Just like a few weeks ago, everybody's talking about we were the worst division in football. And now we supposedly have the best team in the NFL on some power rankings. You know, it depends on you, whose power rankings look. But a lot of power rankings have the Ravens as the number one team in football of all divisions and conferences. So, but I think on a, you know, like I said, when we click, but we won't be clicking without Myles Garrett. That's a full click for us. So
I think that really depends on the communication that Schobert and have like does with his line and the secondary and how they all communicate and stay yeah. together. Like that's just is they're gonna have to be on the same page with their coverages and stuff. So
yeah.
and yeah. I think Steve Wilks is gonna have to get more aggressive too. He's gonna have to bring some more blitz, like blitz packages, and bring more 5 and 6 people
right.
and rely a little bit more on man to man, which is good because I think Greedy and Denzel Ward are better as man to man than they are in zone personally.
Right.
So that's where it's gonna be. And it's really going to, like, that's what's, I think we're going to get a good taste of what that is going to come about with this game to test and see what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so.
Yeah, it's time for the offense to really step up. I mean, the defense has been saving us all year long. It's time for the offense to click. If you're going to do it, it needs to happen now, you know, because defense has been saving our butt. So, you know. Worst case scenario, it could be 2 losses. Like I said, the Cardinals are scary to me at this spot too. And then the Ravens are just a beast right now. But if we could get the last 5 of this 6, and like get down to that last game, you never know what could happen. But Lamar Jackson ain't no joke. Let's don't even trip. He ain't no joke.
No.
Shoot, makes me kind of proud he's in our division. You know, that's about as much as I can get to it. Yep, so we got a fantasy football league, y'all, that I'm having a horrible fantasy football year, y'all. I mean, and not just this league, in all leagues. And I mean, daily, I'm good. I'm roller coaster ride on daily. I make money every week. I make more money than I play. But, you know, but league-wise, these leagues, I'm just sucking. Every league, not even in playoff run or nothing.
You're still in second.
I'm just saying, last few weeks, though, I ain't won nothing in our league.
No. No, you've been getting dominated.
So who won?
Johnny Harmonic won. How do you say his
the
name?
The Man Bear
there
Pig.
You go, yeah.
Who just had a beautiful daughter. Beautiful daughter. Congratulations, Johnny, to you and your wife and your new addition to your family. And happy to you, but don't get too happy because I'll be back this week to claim what's mine. I should go get the belt right now, but I ain't gonna get it because he won. But
yeah, he won. I'm up 90 points on you now.
Whew, that's getting steep. That's getting steep. I gotta make something happen. We only got, 3 weeks left in fantasy?
Mm-hmm. The rest of the season.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking league play.
You're thinking
league. Oh, well, I got time. Yeah, we do FanDuel. And if you want to play FanDuel football with us, the description, the link is in the description down here. Just come click the link and people been winning money every week. Not me. He won that money. But no, you can join us and play it and it's fun.
I do got to say that I kind of talked a little crap in our little messenger group. Right before the start of the second game, like 4 o'clock games. But, yeah, and I came up short.
Johnny couldn't respond. He was doing baby duty, changing diapers and stuff.
Oh, no, he did respond.
Did he? What did he say?
He responded after he won.
Oh, after he won. That's right. I did see that. But, yeah, you want to play? Click the link and play with us. We play every Sunday. It's the 1 o'clock and the 4 o'clock game. So get in, get your picks in, man. Like I said, click the link down low. And if you want to see any more of our videos, go to our YouTube channel, which is Monster Long Sound Vision. Click on subscribe, hit the alert button so you can get all the new videos and stuff. We put out a weekly video. Hyphen just put out an awesome podcast on the Myles Garrett situation. Y'all actually went to the BW3s and watched the game.
Yep.
BW3 cut the check. But Hyphen went home and did a podcast, and that's up on the YouTube channel right now and on the Hyphen podcast group, which all of these shows are also on. If you like podcasts better than you like video, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And we got, you know, we both feel good about Miami. I'm pretty sure of that, right?
Yeah. I think we're going to win this game.
Yeah, personally. Like I said, Fitzpatrick he's spooky. He's spooky. But I feel. But they did just drop that. They just did.
They cut that running.
They cut the running back. So that gives us a little extra too. So they won't have some chemistry back there. Yeah.
Which not getting into that. Sorry, not getting into that. Nope. Not doing it.
Because we talked not about it off camera a little bit.
Yep. Not doing it. Not going there.
No. Go ahead. Go there.
Nope.
Go there.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. He won't go there.
Nope.
Yeah. It's basically about. All right, y'all. That's Anthony Sellers.
That's Eric Jordan.
And this is Browns in Our Blood. We're making the playoff runs right now, Brown. Playoff runs. We can do it. I know we ain't got the big boy Miles. We ain't got the superhero Hulkamania. But we'll be all right. We'll be okay. We can do this. Oliver, please come back soon.
Olivier.
If mama named him Oliver, I'd call him Oliver. That's from Coming America movie. It's a movie skit. You know, like some people say Sade's name is really Sadie, but it's not, because you got silent eye, but it's called, you know, that's Sadie. Is it? Okay. I'm definitely cutting all this out.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of two shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I call, because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, that's Catch the Show. The other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music-related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
Hiya puddins, it's your girl Holly Quinn, aka Dr. Harleen Quinzel, here to tell y'all about It's Like a Podcast or whatever. We talk about nerd stuff and life stuff, and if you want to know what we're about, check out the Powie Awards, our 100th episode Q and Slay, or Theater from Our Butts. Have a good day, puddins, and love, trust, and belief.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.